I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, a story of corporate fraud and artificial turf. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Earlier in the program, I had my say on Sports Illustrated's choice for Sportsperson of the Year. It's your turn now. You okay with LeBron James?
Sure, absolutely. He's going to get it sooner or later anyway, and he's never going to have a better year than he had at the end of last year, so sure. Yeah. I got no problem with it. Yeah, what's your problem with it, Bill?
Cubs! Cubs win!
You know, you will hear that because, as you recall, they gave it to the Red Sox.
I know.
That one year.
And they gave it to a horse another year, so come on. Charlie, management and labor reached an agreement this week, so peace will prevail among Major League ballplayers and their employers. The two sides also decided that the result of the All-Star game will no longer determine who has home field advantage in the World Series, and hooray for that, says I. What about you?
I don't know. I think that could have been made to work. I don't know why everybody complained about it so much. Now the All-Star game goes back to being meaningless. I mean, totally meaningless. Utterly without meaning.
What, you get to see stars play baseball.
Yes, you do. And now we have interleague play, so you get to see that a lot.
There will be four new LPGA tournaments next year and an increase in prize money as well. One of those tournaments is going to be in Scotland. This is a reverse of a recent trend, isn't it?
You mean more events and not less?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's all to the good. You know, the LPGA is a remarkably longstanding and successful enterprise.
Duke basketball fans are notorious for the, shall we say, enthusiasm they display at games. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're not. On Tuesday night, when Duke played Michigan State, a fan held up a sign that said, "The water tastes better in North Carolina." Free speech and everything, but given what's gone on in Flint, very bad idea, I'd
No,
say.
I mean, this is the Duke students demonstrating their notorious ability to be jerks, basically. And by the way, the water ain't so good in North Carolina right now either, but I'm glad both schools stood up, you know, immediately thereafter and said there's no place for this kind of nonsense. And I'll tell you, they're just lucky that Mateen Cleaves doesn't play for Michigan State anymore.
For the first time this season, I perused the Associated Press women's basketball poll, Charlie, and I thought there must have been some mistake. UConn wasn't in the top spot.
Yeah, is there any reason why that happened, by the way?
Error. Mistake.
I mean, it's got to be a typo, right? They haven't lost a game in 15 years or something. Did somebody come within 25 of them this week
and must have been it.
And cast some doubt, or is it just the you know the traditional Notre Dame ballot stuffing?
Well, either that or Gino Auriemma had a cold. I don't know, something.
But you know that he's exactly what he wanted.
Oh, sure. Now they're the underdog.
Now nobody respects the team that's won 900 games in a row. Nobody thought we could do it, said Gino, and everybody laughed.
It's week 13 in the NFL, and that means it's also my cause, my cleats week. Players are allowed by the league to wear shoes that draw attention to a cause or to an organization, and the shoe urging the prevention of cruelty to animals is very cute, I think.
Yeah, that's also known as you have our permission to have fun now.
Yeah, once.
Week. In the NFL. Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott, the rookie running back from Dallas, has painted a nice little puppy on his shoes.
We learned from Jimmy Dugan, the character Tom Hanks played in League of Their Own, that there is no crying in baseball. I had always assumed that there was also no kissing in football, but this week I learned I was wrong, at least as regards football as played in Houston, right?
You know, apparently there is no kissing in football unless you tie the game and have brought your sister to the game, apparently. But, yeah, Tom Herman, the coach at the University of Houston, who's very sought after for larger jobs at this point, kisses his players on the cheek when they come in to show his love for them. And I think that's absolutely adorable, and I think there are at least 60% of the other football coaches in America who are now going, ooh.
On Sunday night, Gerard Gallant lost his job. He had been the head coach of the Florida Panthers hockey team. The team lost the game in Raleigh against the Hurricanes, after which Mr. Gallant's bags were taken off the team bus, and he was told to get a cab and find his own way home. They might have at least given him a ride to the airport, don't you think?
That's an unbelievable visual. If you haven't seen the pictures, go online and see them. The guy with his little rollerboard, you know, waiting hailing a cab to get home. I mean, this is really something. If he'd had a sword, they would have broken it over his knee, you know, ripped his epaulets off.
High school goaltender in the news this week in Minnesota. He recently had quite a game. He had 98 saves. A lot of goaltenders, that'd be a career. Anyway, it might be a state record, but this particular goalie can't be entirely happy with his performance, I guess.
Yeah, because he made 98 saves and his team lost 12-0. And this is what generally gets your defenseman smothered in their sleep. It's an extraordinary thing. Can we please get this kid for one season, let him transfer to a team that can really play?
And finally, Charlie, the FFA Cup final in Melbourne, Australia, was interrupted due to injury. Sydney FC goalkeeper Danny Vukovic insisted that the game be delayed until an injured onlooker could be whisked to the sideline, where the onlooker could recover without being in danger of suffering a second concussion. What the heck happened?
Somebody hit a seagull with the ball.
And the goalie stopped the game.
I thought that was really nice. The seagull is now in the Australian rules football concussion protocol and probably will be available for the playoffs. I just had the vision of this doctor with his finger in front of the seagull's eyes going, can you follow my finger? And the seagull saying, just give me a clam, damn it.
Doc, you can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.